Here at Sunbelt Ag Expo, right outside of the Georgia Propane building, I've got Joel with me. First of all, Joel, tell me your name and who you work for.
I'm Joel Garrett. I own Garrett Gas, a propane gas company in Hawkinsville, Georgia. And we've been building these grills for 21 years.
Well, I know you got a big cooker out here. It's certainly been attracting some attention because it sure smells good right over here. So tell me a little bit about using propane in an outdoor grill.
Well, it's a lot more efficient. It's a lot more, number one, you can control it a lot better. Last year, I cooked as much. This is my second year at the expo. Last year, I cooked for 3 days on one 20-pound cylinder like that right there. And at 3 o'clock on Thursday, I turned it up to 400 degrees, and I run out of gas. But to keep it between 250 and 300 degrees on one 20-pound cylinder is a lot easier. It would have taken a pickup truckload of firewood to do that. We still build them with a wood box on them, but we recommend this so much. And we also, if you're not happy with our grill, we'll buy it back from you. I bought back one of them in 21 years, and the guy paid $1,500 for it, and he turned around and gave me the money for this one.
Well, I know we're at a farm show. There's going to be a lot of farmers out here or people living that rural lifestyle, you know. Tell me a little bit about what you've got here in terms of this one in particular and what you're cooking and why they might think they need something like this out on their farm.
This is our 250-gallon size. It's made out of an old 250-gallon propane gas tank. We sandblast it down to bare metal. All the shelves, like, come in out.
Right.
The Boston butts here that went on this morning, they're a little hot, but they put on this morning, and they'll be done about 2 o'clock. But you can put 40 Boston butts on this, and you don't even, or chickens, 130 chicken halves on it, and you don't even need to turn it over. It will not catch fire. I have customers that cook steaks on it. Outback Steakhouse, for example, over in Alabama, they cook on it. We stand behind it 100%. It's built on a 3,500 GVW axle with, a 2-inch ball, has a full-flow 2-inch valve in the bottom of it. You can wash it out with it. And we just enjoy doing it. I really do. I found a market for scrap propane gas tanks that you can't take to a landfill or a metal recycler because they're very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. We sandblast it down. It's painted with a 1,250 degree high heat paint. And like I said, we stand behind them 100%. I don't know anything else to tell you, but churches, we give them a discount. The Lord looks after Joel Garrett, I'm going to tell you that too, and we enjoy doing it very much.
Well, I'm telling you, there's a lot of farmers who like to cook out on the farm and probably have a nice big cookout, so certainly propane gives them a great option in terms of whatever kind of cooking they want to do.
Absolutely. It's so easy, though, too. You know, this one's been sitting between about 260 degrees all morning. And, you know, everything's fine if it has that safety pilot system on it that shuts itself down. I wouldn't want State Patrol to hear this, but I have had these up to 80 miles an hour. They pull like a dream.
Well, I want to thank you very much. I'm looking forward to coming back and sampling a little bit, too, by the way, Joel. But thank you very much for telling us about how farmers might look at using propane when they're cooking out on the farm. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.